It's 8:40 on a Thursday morning with the Musers from Cowboys training camp. Gordo, you were out amongst the fans here at practice.
I was, and ran into a guy who was just yelling the whole time and just commanding a whole section of the fans because he was giving Rowdy a hard time.
Well, good.
He comes to training camp.
That's the one thing that could keep them from a Super Bowl.
Just
this year.
To razz Rowdy. So this was me meeting Raider Kevin, and afterwards you're going to hear another bit of when I had to go undercover to interview someone else. So take a listen.
Okay. You dropped the ball. You couldn't do that. Yeah, Rowdy.
What's your name?
My name is Kevin Lazard. I'm from South Central LA.
And how many times you come up here to see the Cowboys practice?
And this is like my third year, and it's all right. Messing with this man that can't talk.
Yeah, I noticed you're giving Rowdy.
You got one ball, sucker.
He had a testicle removed? What do you mean?
The young lady threw the ball to him. He talking about running route, like he's looking pretty. And the ball was right here, and he dropped the ball. So I made him give me 10 push-ups. Discipline.
Oh. And he did.
He did. But he going to look at me like, okay. But you see them arms? That's fake. I can talk. You can't. I'm only here because there's a rumor saying that Max Crosby was coming here. And I got to make sure he ain't here. Well, I'm originally from Louisiana.
Who's your favorite cowboy or least favorite cowboy? Least non-favorite cowboy.
If they get tired of Dak, I'm going to like Dak. Whoever they don't like, I'm going to like.
You think Dak's overpaid?
Nope. He good with it. Yeah, he's a quarterback. He's supposed to do what he's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Now, if he mess up, that's what most quarterbacks do. They mess up. But when he mess up continually, now he's a bad person. But when he win game, he the greatest. So it's, I don't know.
You ever known a cowboy quarterback to mess up?
Yep. Romo.
You're talking about the DWI thing?
Yep. Romo. Troy even messed up. Star Wars, he messed up a little bit. Danny White messed up. We just go on and on.
Hey. Star Wars.
I don't know. Jerry Jones? Jerry Jones is Star Wars. He's everything.
Wait, you know who Roger Staubach is?
Yeah, he's the quarterback. Mm-hmm. The old school quarterback.
Yeah.
80-something? In the 80s, I think?
What, how did Troy mess up? That guy won 3 Super Bowls.
Well, he didn't really mess up because he had a great offensive lineman, and Jimmy Johnson made the platform for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What do you do for a living? I'm kind of working at Kevin, right?
Yeah, I work at Dodger Stadium, hospitality.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been doing that?
20 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's challenging.
Uh-huh.
Good opportunity, challenging, and fun to work at.
Who's the most famous person you've met?
Myself. I say myself. My co-workers right here, him and his son, Eric and Eric Jr.
Do you travel around to different training camps?
No. I'm only close to the Cowboys camp because, you know, I'm from L.A. And I like messing with these Cowboy fans.
Yeah.
I like to bring energy to their practice because, you see, it's lame right now. It's all quiet. But when I come in here, I kind of spark it up a little bit.
You bring the energy.
A little bit.
You got the attitude.
And it's friendly. There's no disrespect to nobody. It's friendly at the end of the day. And that's what I bring. I just want to bring energy and fun.
What do you know about Jerry Jones?
Jerry Jones, he a good owner. You know what I'm saying? He know how to play the cards right. But at times, he dipped his nose in too much.
Cocaine? Just, what do you mean?
As far as like coaches-wise.
Oh.
You got good coaching staff, let him coach.
Did you ever play ball?
Yeah. I only played high school. I played college, junior college a little bit. And I played semi-pro, and that was it.
Wait.
You play ball?
I only played high school. Then junior college.
And then
semi-pro. And then in the NFL for 6 years.
Whoa. What?
Huh? Okay.
Huh.
Throat's a little scratchy.
So I don't think this is a bad idea, but by the way he breaks down football and calling Roger Staubach Star Wars, how about this guy just for – just a temporary basis, take Romo's place on CBS.
Okay, gosh. All right, play it.
What do you mean? As far as, like, coaches-wise.
Oh.
You got good coaching staff, let them coach.
Did you ever play ball?
Yeah. I only played high school. I played college, junior college a little bit, and I played semi-pro, and that was it.
Semi-pro? Who did you play there?
I played for L.A. Mustangs. That was it, L.A. Mustangs.
What position you play?
I played outside linebacker.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'9". Now, sometimes it's not about the height. It's about the heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the athleticism, I can't say the word. The athleticism.
Cause
you
I'm an athlete. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, athleticism.
And I watch every Sunday.
I was in shape, and I can play like I'm like Kane Down. At point in time on defense, you can put me anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And I can cover. I can rush. I can drop back in the flats. I can do whatever coach want me to.
You a big Taylor Swift fan?
Nah. That's why Kelce fat now. He got a big old stomach. And I hope he don't get no touchdown against us.
We're having what I'd call a good time right now.
Yeah.
Do you have any message for America?
Be safe and use better judgment.
Better judgment than what?
I don't know. Born in Kansas City, fan. Boo, Kansas City. Boo, Kansas City.
Oh. Is there a wife back home that you're...
No, I'm a single man. Very independent. You know, hard working.
How long have you been single and independent?
Man, almost like 20 years, man. And I'm happy. I've been through a relationship. You know, it's some good times and bad times, but love hurts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can be with somebody forever.
Was that a painful breakup when you broke up?
No. Everything was just positivity, you know, but I take it as a person. You can be in love for so long, and that person can pass away, and it hurts you. It stresses you out.
So why love them if they're going to die?
I don't want to be like that. I love football. It's a lot of anger management in football. If you hit the person right, you get away with it.
Unlike relationships, you don't hit anyone.
No, you can't hit nobody.
Yeah.
You get locked up.
Yeah. That's your OJ. He didn't get locked up, but he went a little too far.
Everybody knows, yeah. See, that's a whole other story on OJ. Everything got a theory now. You know?
So true.
So Jerry Jones, he a theory.
You got a nickname, right? Kevin?
Big Kev, that's it.
Big Kev, okay.
Big Kev, that's it. I don't have no nickname.
All right, Big Kev, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for talking to me.
Man,
appreciate it.
You, man.
All right.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Gordo, I got a photo of you interviewing Julius Wood. I'll send it to you.
I have an anonymous question.
Yes, sir?
Do you believe in alien?
Define alien.
Like the creatures from beyond.
I think there is other life out there, but it might be in such a form that we couldn't even recognize it with our eyes. I think there has to be something else that's alive out there.
Do you recognize it with your butt?
Only one way to find out, big boy.
See, wow. So you can see Ducey, he had to go anonymous there at the end, too.
Yeah, he didn't want to say too much.
No.
They got really weird at the end.
What did you ask her if he could see it with his butt?
Yeah. Only one way to find out, big boy.
You guys don't think I'm on to something?
What?
Jim Nance and Big Kev?
That would be the most confusing
Chiefs,
broadcast.
Chiefs, Raiders today, Big Kev. What do you think?
If Romo drove Nance crazy, then Big Kev would really drive Nance crazy.
I hate the Chiefs.
Well, that was his breakdown.
What was that?
It's an imitation of what I just heard.
Huh.
What do you mean?
Kev. Oh, man.
There you go.
I love Big Kev.
Big Kev, an anonymous Mike Ducey.
Awesome.